Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wake Up Ministry Sunday Enlightenment Services. Happy Sunday to you and yours, and thank you so much for joining us on this blessed day of our Lord, August 16th, 2015. Let's go and let God and trust that God's will be done. Amen. Now, moving on to our services. For today, as always, we will begin with the Lord's Prayer, as prayed by Sister Naya and Brother Yuri, followed by a scripture as recited by Sister Jay, then moving on to a psalm as recited by Sister Zai. Finally, we will welcome the humble man of God, the good minister of God's movement, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr., to bring us the Word of God. We pray that your heart, eyes, and ears be open. May your faith be increased, and further pray that you shall wholly be enlightened and guided and directed by the light of God. If you have any prayer requests or are in need of healing, deliverance, intervention, a demonologist to remove those spirits, or just simply need to talk, feel free to give us a call or text at 337-502-9553. Again, that's 337-502-9553. Or you can email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Again, that's wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Thank you so much again for joining us, and let's embrace God's movement.
Our Father, Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And yet, I am this occasion, this is for the love of us, and for me. For thy kingdom, power, and glory, God and heaven. And God in my faith, amen.
Amen.
Hello, everyone. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And what counter hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as thou hast said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and he shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 37, verses 1 through 8. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers in iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as green herbs. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Trust in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any way to do evil.
Amen. Thank y'all for joining us on another wonderful Sunday, allowing us in God's grace. I want y'all to bow your heads wherever you are. You can kneel. If you can't kneel, sit. If you can stand. Father God, I want to thank you for another opportunity you have allowed us in your grace. I want to thank you and pray that you circumcise every heart and ear of each listener, whether they're here or on the line. I want to thank you for everything you've done for them, me, my family, and everything. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to head to Matthew. Matthew 12, verses 24 to, we're going to go ahead and read that out to 37. But before I get there, we'll run to verse 10 of Matthew. Y'all write that down. Chapter 10 of Matthew, verse 7 to 15. So y'all get there, 11. Y'all say amen. And as ye go, preach, saying, kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils freely. Ye have received freely gifts. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your person, nor slip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, neither yet staffs, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide shall ye go thence. And when ye come into the house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, part out of the house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of the journey of judgment than for that city. Now we're going to head to 12, verse 24 through 37. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devil. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself, Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. But shall then his kingdom stand? And if I be Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out the devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathered not with me is scattered abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be given unto man, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this world, neither the world to come. Either make the tree good of his fruit, or else make the tree corrupt, and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit, O generations of vipers. How can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And the evil man out of evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account therefore the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words shalt thou be condemned. I want y'all to marinate on that for a couple seconds. And God has been speaking to us personally, sometimes through other people, other beings, since the beginning when he first created time. And God mentioned a man's heart is evil. But the devil was evil from the beginning. And I'm going to sway a little bit before we get back to it. But Eve, the transgressor, and Adam joined into the iniquity, and we all inherited a part of it. Generational curses we see today. People being possessed, and so on and so forth. Now, we can see that the devil is very, very busy. If you don't ever leave your house and you just look at TV or play online, you can see how the devil is very, very busy. Like God says, he blesses a marriage, a man and woman join into unity. When you betwist yourself together, you become one. But you see all kind of people complaining about marriage. They don't believe in marriage. And you see one person getting married and getting divorced. Marrying somebody and getting divorced. Marrying somebody and getting divorced. But God tells us to find someone in Christ. Because first, if the person loves God and follows God's commandments, that person is not going to waste your time or lie to you or pretend that they are who you want them to be, whether it's because they're trying to get a roof over their head or they're trying to get your money or they're just lonely and looking for some temporary company. Or even worse, they might be trying to quench the sexual thirst or the thirst of lust that they might have. And we see a lot of ignorance going on with the government, which has been going on for many, many years, and you can see how the devil has his hold. You can even cut the devil away from them with the jaws of life. They're willing to create laws and manipulate laws just because they don't want to coincide with God's word. And the problem I see today, you got a lot of ministers. I don't call them ministers. I call them business ministers, but they're not ministers of God. And they compromise God's word. So if you can compromise God's word, you can expect anything from them. Whether they're your best friend, whether they're your sibling, whether they're your parent, whether they're your neighbor, whether they're a stranger, you can expect anything from somebody that compromises the word of God. And I'm not going to mention any names, but I had a younger lady a while back who was trying to get me to compromise God's word. Married woman, dating a man, trying to get me to say it would be okay for God, with God, what she's doing. But as a child of God, as a soldier of God, as a witness for Christ, as a minister of Christ, I speak in truth, faith, love, and I am charitable. Charitable doesn't mean I'm ignorant, but God tells me who I should deal with. God doesn't want us to just deal with anybody, because when I first started out, I was very ignorant. I tried to help any and everybody, but we're not supposed to help everybody. Some people got trials and tribulations, and when we help them, we're interfering with God's word. Most people that need will not ask you, but the Spirit will tell you. And I'm going to repeat that again. Most people that need will not ask you, but the Spirit will lead you to them. You got people playing the role of good spouses, even good boyfriends and girlfriends. But the Bible doesn't tell us to have a boyfriend or girlfriend. So we know off top, the relationship is going to be corrupt. The relationship is of Satan. God tells you that a woman will leave and get married. A man will leave his home and find him a wife. Will leave his mother and father and find him a wife. My daughter tells me that all the time. She's not going to leave home unless she gets married. And she has no plans of getting married. But nothing wrong with that. Got to follow God's word. Back to the lesson at hand. There are so many people compromising God's word just to appease to someone. My friend doesn't like when I talk about Jesus, so I'm not going to talk about Jesus when my friend is around. My boyfriend doesn't like me reading my Bible in the house. My cousin hates when I sing gospel music around him. This is just an example. I'm not saying any of this is going on in my life, but just giving you guys some example. And God is moving people out of your life right now, whether they're a longtime friend, whether they're a relative, whether they're girlfriends or boyfriends. You're praying for something, and God is trying to give it to you, and you didn't chain that person up, and you're refusing to let them go. And you wonder why it's taking longer and longer and longer for your blessing. Your blessing is right there next to that chain. Now, once you unlock the chain and let that spirit go or that demonic being go, and there's so many things that go on and there's so many different situations. Some of us have demonic presence in our home. Some of us have demonic presence in us. Some of us have generational curses. Some of us have invited spirits and all kinds of other things in their home, either on purpose or nonchalant. And this is this ministry that God is telling me today. The tarot card reading, these witch doctors, these this, and these voodoo priests and priestess, you are opening a can of worms. And if God is not heavy on you, you're going to need somebody who has God heavy on them to remove these things. All you become is a dollar bill to them and another slave for Satan. So if you've been to any of these people, I advise you to find a minister of God. Once again, a minister of God. There's a lot of people with churches out there, a lot of false prophets preaching a corrupt and twisted and tarnished word. And if you go compromise the word of God, you can expect anything from those false prophets. You can expect them to murder someone. You can expect them to kill someone because they're already robbing Christ. They're getting paid for work they're not doing. So you're stealing from Christ. For the money you're earning, is not money. You're working for self. And you can see a lot of ministers. You see a lot of them on TVN. They started out on fire. Some of them really had God on their mind. And that was their problem. They had God on their mind, but they didn't have him in their heart. They started to minister from the Bible, but they didn't let the Bible minister to them. You first have to become a student of the Word before you can start talking to people. And God will let you know when it's time to speak with others. Because for a long time, I didn't want to talk to anybody because I did not understand. And in the Bible, I read and read and read, and then God told me, when you're ready, I will send the Holy Spirit. When it's time to minister, the Holy Spirit will guide your words. Don't worry about what you say. And from then on, I've been following that lead. And we all have a ministry. It's not the same. Some of us do have the same ministry. Some of us don't. But as you can see, how the government is trying to align all the ministers of Satan, because that's what they are. You're not for Christ, you're against him. To say the same thing, to do the same thing, it's okay, it's all right, you know. And most of the churches are becoming more like clubs. I'll say that again. Most of the churches are becoming more like clubs. It's just a nicer building with a little mellow music. More of entertainment. The Word of God is not to entertain. It's not. It's to condemn us physically, spiritually, so we won't have to be condemned in the last days. Eternal salvation should be our goal. And sometimes you run into some situations, some compromising situations, where it's harder to make a decision. But that's what the devil rides on. He wants to break you down spiritually. That way, you have no more anointing on you. Once your spirit is broken down and you're questioning your love for God, or God's love for you, the battle is lost. Anybody out there who's going through some serious spiritual warfare and you seem like you can't do it alone, please feel free to give us a call or a text or an email. We will get back to you promptly because we're not to retire. You don't retire when you're in Christ. You hear a lot of ministers say, one day I'm going to, when I make this age and this, I'm going to retire. You do not retire from Christ. You retire from Christ here, there's no way you're going to be with Christ over there. A servant of God is never done. And the devil is heavy recruiting right now. He's even recruiting from outside of the fence because we are compromising God's word. When we compromise God's word, we're susceptible to anything. Once you start compromising his word, you're susceptible to anything. You can be a wife when you start compromising things and siding like Eve did, transgressing with the devil. You might not realize, but it's the devil with you. You might think it's just, oh, I've been friends with her since we were kids. And God has been trying to remove her from your life because you've been praying on it, but you refuse to let her go because y'all been praying since you were kids. She done stole from you. She done been with your husband. She done everything under the sun. And you know that she is not of Christ, but you're still hanging on to her. You're still betwixting yourself with her. And you're wondering why God is not blessing you, because you still got Satan right there. Satan is not going to share in blessings from God. So I advise you, if you got someone in your life and it feels like you're fighting against the grain, just let God go. Let him do his will. Stop holding on to the past. If you hold on to an imperfection, we will never reach perfection. Perfection is a constant motion to becoming better, better physically, mentally, emotionally, and so on and so forth. We'll never be perfect here, but we're constantly striving for perfection through Jesus Christ. So if you're looking to get baptized, or you just need prayer, feel free to come up or give us a call. If you need healing, or you got something going on in your life, you can't quite put your finger on it. You might have some voodoo on you. You might have a curse on you. You might have a severe generational curse that went from this place to this, from your great-great-great-grandparent down to you. You don't have to accept that. Jesus is ready and willing to break that hold. All you have to do is act. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is understand that Jesus died for our sins. The battle with Satan was already won. And realize that we fight against ourselves every day. Because we give the demons, and we give the devils, and we give these spirits and all these demonic things the energy to thrive off of our ignorance of Christ. Y'all can give us a call at 337-502-9553 or email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. And before we go, Father God, I want to thank you for allowing me to be of your service. I pray every listener that has any type of bondage, any type of voodoo, witchcraft, anything above or under the sun that does not consist of you or your son, Jesus Christ, we're going to break all those holes today. In the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen.